Mecklenburg County houses and commercial buildings are due for another property revaluation in 2018. Values are expected to jump. The last one in 2011 had to be redone because of errors. The county assessor says this time it will be different. WFAE's David Borax reports.
County appraisers will spend the next year looking at sales data and setting new values for Mecklenburg County's 375,000 properties. When new notices go out by January 1st, 2019, it will have been 8 years since the last revaluation, the maximum allowed by state law. Blame that on the botched 2011 appraisals. After lots of complaints about outsized increases and outdated records, state lawmakers ordered the county to redo the assessment.
Probably the number one reason we're sitting here with an 8-year revaluation again was just the amount of time and effort that it took to complete that process mid-cycle.
County Assessor Ken Joyner was hired in 2013, after all the trouble and after the previous assessor resigned. He says the county eventually issued about $100 million in refunds to property owners found to be overcharged. There could be big increases again this time around. Joyner says with real estate prices rising steadily since 2011, values for the county's 320,000 residential properties could be up an average of 30%.
So many people think when we go from the old values to the new, that's a 1-year increase, but it's actually the reflection of the market changes over an 8-year period.
But that won't necessarily mean higher tax bills. Any change in taxes would depend on whether your property gains more or less value than the average overall. Joyner says his office has more employees this time and new tools, such as a website that lets owners check the accuracy of property records, like the number of bedrooms or square footage. Meanwhile, Joyner says he expects the next revaluation after this one to happen quicker, in about 4 years. But that's ultimately up to the county commission. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.